USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House passed a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan with more pork than coronavirus relief on Wednesday. In fact, only 9% of the money is for coronavirus items. The bill does extend unemployment benefits through Labor Day and raises them by $300 a week. The pandemic aid legislation also offers a tax break up to $10,200 of unemployment benefits for individuals. It's $20,400 for married couples in 2020. More than 18 million Americans were collecting benefits as of mid-February 2021, according to the Labor Department. A female aide alleges New York Governor Andrew Cuomo aggressively groped her in a sexual manner after she was summoned to the governor's mansion last year to help Cuomo with phone troubles. They were alone in his private residence. He shut the door when the assault occurred. The unidentified woman is the sixth accuser of Cuomo's alleged sexual harassment. We are USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The state of Alaska has announced anyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one today. Looking to the future, most Americans will be able to get one by the end of May. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand. After we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans, I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated, but beyond that, it's going to be difficult, and I think we will need to stimulate demand.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Spring training continues in Major League Baseball. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer talks about his start against the Cardinals Wednesday, throwing three scoreless innings and striking out five.
I was able to get a little bit more intensity today and, was just able to pound the strike zone, try to get some reads on some swings. So I wouldn't say I always come into a game wanting to throw strikes. I never come into a game wanting to throw balls. So it's just a product of going out there and pitching. And I just try to watch what's happening and know that you're going to face these guys during the season that, as much as we want to look in and dissect every little thing, it's practice.
NASCAR's Brad Keselowski with Team Penske has won the Busch Pole Award for Sunday's Instacart 500 at Phoenix Raceway. Phoenix Raceway President Julie Giese celebrates women in the sport.
I heard so much about Annie B. France and the role that she played with Big Bill in creating this sport. And I think she's been an inspiration to me. It's a story that I love hearing about her role, and I think as you look forward from Lisa's involvement, I also very much enjoy Jill Gregory being out at Sonoma Raceway, and another female track president, and like you said, all the competitors, it's tremendous, it's exciting, it's inspiring, and I think it's only going to continue as we move forward, and excited to see where it goes, honestly. I think we've got a lot of momentum.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.